the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump phenomenon here on Monday, November 21st. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next hour. We're on 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And thank you for joining us, as so many of you do so often. You can call in. One of the perquisites of being part of this show, at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. I'm James Kelso, and I think I got all the housekeeping chores out of the way right there. Where shall we start? I guess the theme has been, there's a kind of a trending theme here for us, which is as we are rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell, there's good news. So it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. And that Charles Dickens had it right. He was just how many years too soon? When did Charles Dickens write Tale of Two Cities? I'll look that up. But he's like a century too soon. And the bad news is that, just pick an example. The open border. Is the open border still open? Yes. Are the number of thousands a day now going above 10,000 a day? Are we going to see 20, 40,000 a day? The size of a medium-sized city, the size of the city I'm in right now, every day? That's what's going on. And go on down the list of things that are going to hell in a handcart, like a snowball headed for hell. But here's the good news. And, of course, I keep bouncing back to Donald Trump. This is the Donald Trump phenomenon show, and I do believe in the phenomenon of Donald Trump. Haven't wavered in the strength of that belief all these years. Started out strong and has only gotten stronger. He has met all of our expectations and surpass them. And he's a dynamic figure. He is an evolving man. He's learning, he's building, he's strengthening the team that he has. So all of this is good. He has never, for even a day, retired from the battlefield. He's never gone off to lick his wounds or feel sorry for himself. Or hopeless about our situation, which is his situation. He identifies completely with us, the people of America. So he is, now think about it. You know, there are two ways of looking at things. The way an artist looks at a picture, you can see the positive space, the objects that you see in the foreground and the background. You can also see the negative space, the sort of the things that aren't there. And that's an important aspect in looking at Donald Trump. What's not there? Well, he is, from the the communists, the left, the freaks who have taken over, central to their mission is to eliminate Donald Trump, that he not be there. Well, that is not there. That hasn't happened. They haven't been able to take Donald Trump out with any of their fake impeachments, lawsuits, personal attacks, financial ruin, financial attacks, lies, smears. Nothing has worked. So that's a bit of good news. The left has failed. Imagine if, be a left winger for a moment and imagine, hey, this guy's, he's still standing there. We've been pouring in everything we have, and the guy's still walking forward towards us. What's going on? Is this guy made of steel? So that's very discouraging to the left. They need to have Trump gone. And that goes to the point that I make over and over again. He's the man for 2024. He's the man for the moment. He is the leader of our cause. And the left would be very, very happy if their attempt to destroy him bore fruit and we gave up on Donald Trump, or we took their sucker move of accepting a more acceptable person, a Ron DeSantis, a meeker Donald Trump. Well, no, that is a huge mistake. Well, more good news. We've avoided doing that. All the polling, and this is why the president pays so much attention to polling. He's got his finger on the pulse. He's checking, are the efforts of the left working? And he verifies with the polling results, even though we have these lying pollsters. There's enough of an indication there that he can tell, no, it's not working. No one has appeared that has any serious challenge to Donald Trump as the leader of the Republican Party, as the leader of the MAGA movement, of our candidate for 2024. None of that has worked. It's all coming off of him like water off the back of a duck. So that's good news. More good news, kind of the negative space news. What has not happened again? Those of you that are artists or been to art school or something, you're familiar with this concept of positive and negative space. Well, part of the negative space is we don't have World War III. That's very nice. Very nice. And as much as they've tried to provoke World War III, the SOBs, who run our country and who run Britain too. What a combo that is. Boris Johnson and Joe Biden. What a combo. What a traitor Boris Johnson proved to be. A guy who came as the leader of the Conservative Party, the guy who was going to inherit Brexit, this huge success that Donald Trump endorsed mightily. He went to his golf course, and what's the name of that golf course? Where they took away the, you know, part of their tax on Trump. If you're running a golf course, part of your, you know, stock in trade is tournaments, big tournaments, prominent golfers coming there. And Donald Trump has had that for years before he got, before he became our champion politically. He had all these successful golf clubs with all these great worldwide tournaments. Well, what did the commie rats, SOBs do? They boycotted his courses, boycotted his tournaments, threatened them, took them off the media, took away their standing. And I'm trying to remember the name of the course he has in Scotland that's so famous and so prominent. They've done everything to wreck his golf courses. It has, and it's taken a toll. But Donald Trump just keeps fighting. But he was... he was there at that golf course, whose name I forget, and he heartily endorsed, but right before the vote, the Brexit by the people of Britain, by the MAGA movement of Britain, to get out of the European Union. And that was a glorious moment. And then Boris Johnson appears, and of course, total traitor, total rhino. And so they haven't succeeded. In Boris Johnson flew to Ukraine, pretty much was French kissing Vladimir Zelensky, and he still got bounced. But Britain is so up to its eyeballs. The British government is so much like the American treasonous commie regime that we have right now. But they failed to start World War III. Vladimir Putin hasn't bought their, he hasn't taken the bait. He sees what they're doing. Very, very astute observer of events. He sees what they're doing, and he has kept his goals to his original goals, which is to protect the Russian people of the eastern portion of Ukraine from attacks by Russian people in Ukraine who simply hate Russians and want to drive them out of Ukraine. It's an ethnic war that these Ukrainians have launched against these Russians. The Russians have never had any beef against the Ukrainians. They've never committed any offensive action against Ukrainians. They've been good Ukrainian citizens, enduring since 2014 and before murderous attacks costing thousands of their own lives. They put up with it for years. Putin, in his special military operation, limited, very limited, it was to defend those people. There was one portion of it that may have fooled you, where he did a lightning strike towards Kiev. The strategy there, we're just reading the tea leaves, we don't know for sure. We'll wait for him to tell us when history is written. It appears that his lightning strike strategy, which did not succeed, was to decapitate the Zelensky criminal. It's not a democratic country, it's not a free country. The criminal Zelensky regime that was attacking the Russian people, decapitate that with a lightning strike to Kiev, and it didn't happen. There was more defense of Kiev than Putin had counted on. That's a military miscalculation. And then when that didn't work, he pulled it all back, just unwound the whole thing, and went back to his original position, which is, I'm going to protect Donetsk, I'm going to protect Luhansk, I'm going to protect Crimea, I'm going to protect the Russians, those overwhelmingly Russian regions of eastern Ukraine. And he's done that. So that's good news. That does not appear that that's going to turn into World War III. Right now, the position on the ground is much more favorable to those of us who love peace and who don't hanker for World War III, which is that the criminals in the Zelensky regime, if they want to continue this, they are going to have to be the aggressors in a war of conquest, aggression, and genocide against the Russians who are being defended by the Russians who are in place, by the Russian army, which is in place. And they're digging trenches, they're building fortifications, they are in a defensive position. That's as much as we could hope for. What other good news is there? No World War III. Let's turn our eyes to the east. Is there any good news in China? Well, the good news there is that Trump appears to be very, very aware, acutely aware of the criminality of China. He pronounces it loudly, insistently. For instance, the point he's made in all his recent speeches is that China will pay. China, under a Trump administration, China will pay. And he's used a number, I forget the exact digit, but it was 20 and change some trillion dollars. And he said that doesn't express the full tab. But that's what China has cost the world with their deliberate COVID-19, their China virus. They're designed, lab-created, with the help of traitors like Anthony Fauci, bioweapon virus, followed by the bioweapon vaccines that followed. So there's more good news there. There's another negative space, something that didn't happen. The purpose, the mission of the bioweapon, now they accomplished a lot of what they intended with that, but not as much as they wanted to. Lots of us didn't get vaccinated. The fraud has been exposed. That wasn't in their plans. So that's wonderful. Another little piece of good news. Jair Bolsonaro was robbed of his election a few weeks ago in Brazil. He is a Trump-like. He is called, in fact, the Trump of the tropics. That's his moniker, the Trump of the tropics. Wonderful patriot politician. He was robbed. But now, what's going on in Brazil? This is more good news. The rallies in Brazil, which you haven't seen on your TV set, and you won't be seeing them either, because they didn't happen. Who said so? Well, the telescreen said so. Big Brother said so. Here's what people are saying. The rallies occurring right now, daily, constantly, in Brazil, may be the largest political rallies and protests in the history of the world, dwarfing even the biggest Trump rallies, dwarfing even Donald Trump's biggest rally, which was the January 6th rally on the National Mall. People have said some of these crowds may be in excess of 3 million people. Look at the pictures, folks. You have to go out and find them yourself. You've got to go online and ask for the pictures. But you will see the largest pictures of people standing in a street that you have ever seen in your life, where the crowd, even from a high elevated drone camera, it goes on over the horizon in all directions, as far as you can see. That's wonderful. That's what the MAGA movement is. And these people are insistent. They are vociferous. They're determined to save Brazil. And what they all say is, no communism here. We're not having any Venezuela in Brazil. Now, it's up in the air whether they will succeed or fail, just as it's up in the air whether you and all of you will succeed or fail. Will America go Venezuela? Will the communists consolidate their takeover of America? It's up in the air. Hasn't been decided. You're deciding it right now with what you do. So those are some hopeful things there. I try to be more hopeful here as it gets more and more serious, and it looks as the it's more important to be more optimistic. You know, years past, I could kind of get on the radio and kind of rant and yell at the SOBs that were trying to take over our country. But they've taken over now. And that you see that in Trump's rhetoric, where he says, America, I'm just doing from memory here, but he says something along these lines: today, America is a joke. Wow. Tough talk. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
What have we learned from the recent election? I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system before cold and flu season. All of the polls before Tuesday's election predicted a huge red tidal wave, but what really happened was more like a red sun shower. What does this indicate? It could mean that the polls aren't relevant or reliable anymore. It could mean that Republican voters took massive wins for granted and just didn't turn out to vote. Some will say it's more proof of fraud or a selection rather than an election. I think the results show that far too many people put party politics above their own best interest. Polls showed that the economy and inflation were the number one priority of voters, and polls also showed that voters believe Republicans are better at handling those issues. But voters have been told for years that Republicans are racist Nazis. So maybe many people just won't vote Republican despite believing Republican candidates represent their own best interest. After all, who could vote for Hitler just because milk got too expensive? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafin, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Big Bad Donald John Trump.
Nobody seemed to know. John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone.
Welcome back.
He didn't say much.
And looking around the landscape here for more good news. Here's some good news over at truthsocial.com. Right in Donald Trump's own channel here. Let me pick a couple of these out. They're pretty good. Donald Trump links up to this article at pjmedia.com. And this is linked from the president. Shocker, Washington Post update about Mar-a-Lago raid doesn't fit the narrative. Oh, see, you're not hearing that, are you? They're not going to publicize that. Here's the story. There is nothing funnier than watching leftist punchinellos beclown themselves over the latest "We've got Trump now" hijinks. And Punchinello was who's Punchinello? I had to look it up myself. He's a fat, short, squat, grotesque clown or buffoon in Italian puppet shows. That describes people like That guy Tapper, Jake Tapper. There's a Punchinello for you. Or Wolf Blitzer. Or pretty much any of them. Remember, the story continues over here at PJ Media. Remember when the FBI raided Trump's home supposedly looking for nuclear secrets? A few months back? Guess how that turned out? Didn't find out, did you? See, because they dropped it. They're not. He says, I'll let the Quislings at the Washington Post spell it out. Quoting the Washington Post now, federal agents and prosecutors have come to believe former President Donald Trump's motive for allegedly taking and keeping classified documents was largely his ego and a desire to hold on to the materials as trophies or mementos, according to people familiar with the matter. And then the article writer, who's calling these jerks punchinellos, he says, in other words, Trump was keeping souvenirs, as everyone else does. You and me and everyone else. Funny how the Washington Post sat on that story until after the midterms, right? Now, that'll be a theme of some of the things I'll talk about tonight, is all these stories, the Hunter Biden laptop, the FTX huge scandal, was known before the election. The Hunter Biden, of course, was known right before the 2020 election. By withholding that information, by keeping it off the airways, they rig an election that way. But wait, there's more. And quoting again the Washington Post, that review of has not found any apparent business advantage to the types of classified information in Trump's possession, these people said. FBI interviews with witnesses so far, they said, also do not point to any nefarious effort by Trump to leverage, sell, or use the government secrets. Instead, the former president seemed motivated by a more basic desire not to give up what he believed was his property. These people said, oh, funny thing, you don't say. Guy who doesn't like giving up his own property. Ever met somebody like that? The Washington Post also found no evidence that Trump was looking to leverage, sell, or use the government secrets. They threw the idea in near the very end that they still might come up with something juicy. And this is from Washington Post again. The people familiar, notice, always unnamed sources, always. The people familiar with the matter cautioned that the investigation is ongoing. Oh, it's ongoing. It'll be ongoing for years. That no final determinations have been made. And that it is possible, additional information could emerge that changes investigators' understanding of Trump's motivations. But they said the evidence collected over a period of months indicates the primary explanation for potentially criminal conduct was Trump's ego and intransigence. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that not. You've seen that in the criminal statutes, haven't you? A felony? Intransigence. Weird. He is charged with intransigence. And ego. This is their own source. And then the writer says, some liberals still haven't gotten the message or are perhaps blatantly lying. Let's go with the latter. Anyway, that's good news. That fizzled out. We'll be right back.
Still last 10 years like the shoe. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
And the more quintessentially Trumpian articles here posted by the president, our best journalist, the president himself. Here's one. This is one. Another one he just published. And he's linking from a nationalpulse.com story. Receipts. Anti-Trump. Well, here, let's go to the story itself. Anti-Trump, quote, Republican, unquote, billionaires deeply tied to Chinese communist finance. Now, remember, this is interesting, not just because it's an article, but even more importantly, it's Donald Trump who's emphasizing this. He's noticing this and pointing it out to you, that these rhino Republicans are deeply tied to the CCP. Huh, gee, compromised. The article goes, many of the billionaires lining up against President Trump's 2024 campaign, and of course they're endorsing Ron DeSantis, share more in common than exorbitant wealth. Perhaps it isn't a surprise that ruling class members with China links are lining up against a populist who says he wants to launch an all-out campaign. That's a quote from Trump. Launch an all-out campaign to eliminate America's dependence on China, unquote. Hey, I'll take some of that. I like that. Take the Murdochs, for example. In a second here, you say, take Murdoch's wife, and you, then the rejoinder is, please. Take the Murdochs, for example. Their New York Post mocked President Trump's campaign rollout with the headline, Florida Man Makes Announcement. Oh, that was snarky. Perhaps Trump should respond by highlighting a more shocking headline. This one from Australia. Murdoch Empire borrows U.S. $100 million from state-owned Bank of China. Of course, the Bank of China, folks, is the CCP. There is no independent bank in China. No way, no how. Not going to happen until the Chinese Communist Party is overthrown, which is greatly to be desired. The article details how News Corp, the parent of the New York Post and Wall Street Journal, took a nine-figure loan from a Chinese communist-owned bank. And that's just the beginning of it. Perhaps Murdoch's ex-wife, alleged Chinese communist spy, Wendy Deng. No, none of us have ever heard of Wendy. I certainly haven't. Wendy, W-E-N-D-I, Deng, D-E-N-G. We'll read a little. Let's learn about her together in a moment. Could shed more light on the matter. And we'll come back to Murdoch in a second. In this, he was married to a Chinese communist spy, like what's his face, Eric Swallowswell, who was sleeping with a Chinese communist spy. A honeypot. And this woman is clearly decades, many decades younger than Rupert Murdoch. So we know the angle that she was working there with Rupert in the bedroom. And she was spying on him all the time. Chinese spy. Rupert Murdoch, the owner of Fox News, of Fox Corporation, News Corp. Then here's another one, Ken Griffin. It's another billionaire who hates Trump. 2 days before the midterms, the financier spoke to Politico about how he wants to spend his billions to get Governor Ron DeSantis in the White House. Oh! Keen observers will note Trump's first salvo against DeSantis came hours before this political puff piece, which had been in the works for some time. It's no stretch to connect the dots. Trump heard about the piece. Perhaps he was even asked for comment on the fact that a China-linked billionaire, Ken Griffin, was now one of Ron DeSantis' largest donors. Surely, he gave one. Griffin himself became massively wealthy, an estimated net worth of $22 billion, through his investment firm Citadel. A report this year revealed that in 2006, Citadel loaned $110 million to China's security and surveillance technology. The company used the funds to acquire 10 of the 50 biggest surveillance companies in China. Citadel is also partly owned now by Sequoia Capital, which is the venture capital firm that has produced more investment gains from China than any other firm and has close ties to the CCP. Sequoia's China division even employed a daughter of a Politburo member. Griffin and Murdoch are not alone. As Murdoch's New York Post reported Wednesday, GOP mega donors ditch Donald Trump's 2024 White House run. One of those mega donors is Stephen Schwarzman. The day after Trump's announcement, speech attacking Chinese dependence, Schwarzman let Axios know that he will back, get this, any other Republican than the former president in the 2024 primary. It shouldn't surprise you that Schwarzman has deep ties to the Chinese communist regime. Schwarzman is the chairman and CEO of Blackstone Group. And let's bring James in Vancouver into the conversation. James, thank you for calling.
That's pronounced Wendy Deng, by the way. D-E-N-G is Deng, like Deng Xiaoping, the Deng.
Right, right, right. Like feng shui.
Right. You don't want to be in a place like Eric Swalwell's well, for example, because that would start out real sweet, but after a while she'd be beating him up every day for secrets.
Yeah.
You should be supporting the Communist Party. Look at all I'm doing for you. Stuff like that, right? You wouldn't want to be in that situation.
Right. Well, if you look at a picture of Wendy Dong, and thank you for the correct...
Well, it's the same thing.
If you look at a picture of Wendy Dong, folks, it's real obvious what's going on with this wrinkled, blubbery... it's obvious what her appeal is to Rupert Murdoch. And he only unloaded her after it became an international scandal that she was, in fact, a Chinese communist spy. Same thing that Eric Swalwell did with his bedmate. By the way, folks, the CCP doesn't mess around. They're very focused about winning. And do they use pretty women to win? Of course they do. Schwartzman, here's another one, who, you know, he claimed, you know, he hoped he could have some influence on Donald Trump, maybe make some contributions, etc. Well, didn't work, Schwartzman. He is the chairman and CEO of Blackstone Group.
That's convenient.
That's a fine company. That's the company that was partly owned for over a decade by the Chinese Sovereign Wealth Fund. Between 2013 and 2018, his firm did $32 billion of Chinese deals, according to the Financial Times. If you were the CEO of a company that's done tens of billions of dollars worth of deals in China, and have you been sleeping with girls like Wendy Dong, I inserted that, would you want a populist that wants to punish Xi Jinping for the China virus in office? Probably not. It's rather shocking how the elite is trying to re-engineer the dynamics of the 2016 primary. The stage is set for Trump to rail against the billionaires putting China's interests ahead of yours. Will he take advantage of it? That's the question from...
Right, and all those people are Manchurian candidates. Swalwell, all these guys, they get brainwashed.
Right. And Ron DeSantis, I don't know personally. I don't know what the inner story is on Ron DeSantis. But the thing is, folks, you can be a Manchurian candidate and not know it yourself. That's part of the literature on such things. You can be used by the Chinese Communist Party as a useful idiot. That's one category where you don't even know that you're integral to their plans or that you're being manipulated. And what they do is use things like people like Wendy Dong or your own ego, power, and so on. So Ron DeSantis probably, I think Donald Trump found a felicitous word when he came up with a moniker, Ron DeSanctimonious. I think that hits it right on the head. Ron DeSantis probably goes to bed at night thinking he is God's gift to creation and that he is just, power goes to your head, folks. And Ron DeSantis, who was a little-known congressman before Donald Trump propelled him into the governorship of Florida, he's enjoying being Mr. Big or Mr. Sanctimonious. And I think Donald Trump nailed it right there. Now, what's great about that article there is that Donald Trump, in the last 24 hours, Donald Trump put that up. How does he find these things? I don't read... the National Pulse. I don't have time to do that. Or PJ, what was that previous one? PJ something. I don't read that. Somehow Donald Trump finds these gems and he aggregates them and brings them through his truthsocial.com, brings them to our attention. And every one of these is a gem. I'll just look for another one here quickly. And invigorate and cheer people up. Here's one that the president brings from Rumble.com, in which the headline is, Devin Nunes says, the special counsel investigating Trump, put out there by this Merrick Garland, is a criminal. I think his name is Smith. He's a criminal, Nunes says. I like that. So this is beautiful. I won't play it, but I have audio here. The president brings the audio to me. If I want to fill this story in, I can hear Devin Nunes, who is one of the good ones, former California congressman, who is pretty much the CEO of Truth Social. Here's another one the president brings up. He brings this one from Breitbart. And John Nolte, one of the better writers at Breitbart, he's the editor, I believe. Apple TV dumps a Maggie Haberman's Trump smear. So Maggie Haberman, who hates Donald Trump, I think she's Apple TV has changed its mind about adapting fake journalist Maggie Haberman's Trump biography into a failed series. Now, here's another. This is something, again, speaking to the genius of Donald Trump. He personally has an understanding of hundreds of journalists. So he knows he could sit there and tell you stories about Maggie Haberman and with an incredible elephant-like memory. I'm a fairly smart guy. I've heard of Maggie Haberman, you know, and so on, but I can't tell you the details about Donald Trump can't. And he's a lot busier man than I am, let me tell you. Here's another one. Let me find an article that I can let's read something by the president. As you know, he was reinstated on Twitter. Elon Musk, this very interesting, quixotic man, he held a poll on Twitter, and Twitter members voted 52%, 14 million votes, indicating that Twitter's got still got some muscle, some sinews to it. 52% of those Twitterites said put Trump back on. 48% said don't. And so Elon Musk, showing some integrity, he said, okay, 52 to 48, the ayes have it, where Donald Trump is reinstated. And then I looked in, James, do you know how many followers he has on Twitter? It's 80 some million.
80 million.
80 some there million.
The number of voters in the United States that voted for him.
Yeah, but the it's remarkable. But Trump's initial response is, thanks, but no thanks. He's not going to start posting again on Twitter. And he may strategically do that, is put some posts back on Twitter like, you know, hey, hi, folks. Hi, 80 million followers here on Twitter. I've got a really neat article over here. Come over here.
Social.
You can read the rest of the article. You know, he could put teases on. You know, we all run into that, these paid websites where they have a tease, like the New York Times is that way. You can read the headline. You go on a link from the New York Times, you read the headline, and right when you get past the first paragraph, you're starting to get interested in the story. Oh, pops up saying, subscribe here to read more. So, well, Trump could do his own version of that and say, just give a teaser. But let me find something he says. Here was his response to Elon Musk. Wow. No, he said to the people that were voting before the poll was in, vote now with positivity. But don't worry, we aren't going anywhere. Truth Social is special. Nice. He said that before Musk put him back on. Now, here's let me give you a few Trump paragraphs to warm the cockles of your heart that he's put up in the last 48 hours. Here's one. Now, you know, I've railed against the FBI on this show, and people think, Kelso, what are you doing here? You know, That's a hallowed American institution. That's what are you doing? Well, okay, don't listen to me. Let's listen to Donald Trump. Here's what he says. Nobody should ever be interviewed by the FBI without making a recording of the interview. The FBI, this isn't Kelso talking, this is Donald John Trump. The FBI doesn't want recorded interviews because that way they can make up statements as to what was said. I'll put my finger in the, we'll pause there. You want to hear the rest of this quote. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I can get wild. Four fathers' land.
And the world already knows where I
stand. Oh, Merle Haggard.
And
beautiful. Now, here's another one. This is Donald Trump speaking here. And I'll continue the quote. The FBI doesn't want recorded interviews because that way they can make up statements as to what was said. happens all the time. Whew. Our corrupt, quote, justice, unquote, system is at work today. Yeah, bingo. This man has got it, folks. He's got it. You know, we've always been frustrated with politicians who, you know, they make a good sound here, a good sound there, but they don't really get it. Well, this guy gets it, just as you do. He puts the word justice.
He's outclassed the journalist. He's outclassed the journalist.
Yes, he has.
He's done better.
Our corrupt justice system is at work today like never before. The FBI offered Jonathan Steele $1 million to lie about me. He didn't. And paid a Russian $200,000 to get Trump. They failed to find anything on me regarding the January 6th hoax or the document hoax. Now, here's another one. This is the adjacent post on another subject. The man covers the waterfront. So now he's going to talk about these rhino people that are, you know, the Chinese have them by the short hairs. Certain international businessmen will never endorse me because I'm for America first. They are for China first. Likewise, believe it or not, certain politicians or rhino losers like Karl Rove, a money-grubbing machine who does nothing for the good of the Republican Party. If they're not for America first, go ahead, James.
Well, that Rove is dangerous. He's a mean SOB. He's dangerous.
He's bad, and he has like a permanent position on Fox News.
Yeah.
If they're not
the
for
guy
America,
he's a very dangerous man.
Yes, he is. He's the quintessential Bushy.
Yeah.
If they're not for America first, I'm not for them. This is Trump talking, and never will be. Make America great again. And let me just give you a little detail in here of what I'm looking at, but you can't see. I'm reading it. You can't see that Donald Trump, I'm going to tell you why this means something we learn about Trump from reading what he writes is his authenticity. He misspells the word there. Instead of the possessive apostrophized, they, apostrophe R-E, there, they are. He writes incorrectly, T-H-E-I-R, the possessive there. And in so doing, folks, you know there's no Kelso guy editing Donald Trump. This is Trump. Raw Trump coming straight to you, typos and all, and it rings of truth. Truth Social. Well, thanks, James, for coming in.
Thanks, James.
Hey, we'll see you all tomorrow night with more good news. So long for now.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.